Hey GWA, I haven't recorded in quite some time, and I thought that something to kind of ease myself in would be doing a questionnaire. I'm gonna do the spill it questionnaire just because, well, I like talking about sex. So let's get started. I'm super excited to do this. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 10, definitely. I don't know how else to really explain that. I'm an extremely sexual person and love to do all of the things that I talk about in my audios. I don't think that, I feel like I wouldn't really be able to do a good job, I guess, if, I wasn't similar to that in some sense. I don't know. That's just me. So number 2, what's the story behind your username? I don't know if I can actually answer this one without linking it to a profile on another site, but you'll probably figure it out by the way that I'm answering this question. It came out when I was kind of started to look for a dom, and I just kind of wanted to be her for somebody, and I kind of liked it, and then I got a lot of compliments on it, so I kept it for here as well. How many languages do you speak? What are they? English? I would say French. I kind of can, but not anything sexy, and I'm starting to learn German, but again, that's kind of non-existent as of yet, so... Who is your celebrity lookalike? Okay, I asked some people in kind of preparation for this question. I don't know how much I believe it, but other people have said Olivia Wilde, I guess. Probably because of the eyes. But I'm going to go with that because she's fucking hot. So let's go with Olivia Wilde. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? A lot of people know my secrets. I tend to share way too much than I probably should, with usually complete strangers. secret that I can share. Sexy secret? I don't know. Regular secret? I don't know. I feel like I don't have any actual secrets. Like, I tend to share most things, so I don't really think of anything as private as being a secret. It sounds like a cop-out for this question, but it's really not, I promise. I'll share a lot in the rest of the questions, so don't be mad at me. What bad habits do you have? I was just going to start one of those right now. Smoking is definitely one of those things. I would say that's probably the only actual bad habit that I have. I'm generally pretty healthy otherwise. But I think I'm going to go with smoking, which I'm going to actually do right now. Okay. So, yeah, get over it. I smoke. I don't really care. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh, fuck. I was 16. It was with my first kind of actual boyfriend. And it was funny because I don't even know how long we had been dating for. Not terribly long. And I was really just kind of determined to lose it. And I remember we were making out and touching and doing things on his bed, and I remember saying that I wanted to do it and that I was ready, and he was asking me, are you sure, and I even him asking me if I was sure was really annoying to me because I was like, yes, god damn it, I'm fucking ready, just fuck me. It was extremely disappointing, I guess. Not so much. It didn't hurt or anything. It felt good. I mean, I had been sexual in other senses for some time, so there wasn't any of that kind of pain or anything like that. But yeah, it wasn't exactly super fantastic, but I made up for that in later years. Number 8, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? As often as possible. With someone else, lately, I feel like it's been once or twice a week. I'm single also, so I don't have a steady partner. So yeah, once or twice a week with someone else, with myself, daily, definitely. So yeah, daily with myself and as often as possible with somebody else. What is my biggest regret? Again, this is going to sound like one of those cop-out question answers. But I just don't like having regrets in general. I feel like I kind of stand by everything that I do, and having regrets just kind of puts me in a very negative mind space of things that I've done in the past. So I just, my kind of life philosophy is to accept and learn from everything that I've done, regardless of whether or not I can think that it was a bad or a good thing. Yeah, so that's my answer to that. What would you choose as your death row meal? Oh, God, I love food more than you can possibly fucking know. I just learned another bad habit. I swear a lot. So, amendment to number 6. So, as my death row meal? Probably... I'm going to go with either... I don't even know. I've been on a really big Vietnamese kick lately, so maybe I would say like really authentic, fresh Vietnamese food. I don't even know. Honestly, you could probably give me anything, and I would be really happy with that on death row as long as it was just kind of fantastically made. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Or like a really good burger. Probably a really good burger. Honestly, just give me anything. I'll be happy with that. What is your favorite scent? For myself, I wear Lust from Lush. It's a jasmine perfume. And that's my favorite one for perfume for me. It just always kind of relaxes me and makes me happy. Other scents that I tend to like, I'm very, very sensitive to smell. So scents are particularly important and I'm very aware of them. I love the smell of citrus. So whenever somebody is peeling an orange and I'm around that, I just love that smell. Cloves, I also love the smell of cloves. And what else do I love? I love the smell of winter, if that's a thing. The smell of the cold air as you walk out. Also the smell of fresh rain. That's also something that I particularly love. A lot of smells. I like a lot of smells, but a lot of smells are really actually unpleasant. Number 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night and on sexy time nights? It depends how cold it is. I try not to heat my apartment as much because, well, I just want to save money, I guess. So either like thermal tights and huge fluffy socks and a sweater and I'm cuddled up in a nest of pillows and blankets. Or if it's not so cold or I just don't give a fuck, I just don't wear anything to bed. I also tend to not wear anything to bed when I'm drunk. I feel like putting on pajamas at that point is just impossible and irrelevant. On sexy time nights, nothing. I have lingerie and corsets and stuff, but in my experience, that doesn't really last very long. And usually people just want to get to what's underneath. So why bother putting extra layers on top of that? 13. Do you read in bed? And who is your favorite author? I do read in bed. I read everywhere, actually. Reading is particularly important to me. My favorite author. That is such a hard question for me. My favorite author. I'm going to go with, really like Oscar Wilde, Orwell, Bradbury. I'll say those are probably in my top three. Yeah, I'll go with that. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Well, it was last night and this morning. It was really fucking fantastic. It was kind of a marathon sex session. He made a promise to me that he was going to fuck me in all of my holes today, or yesterday. And he definitely lived up to that promise. So there was a lot of fingering and cock sucking and fucking me from behind as hard as he could. And then I told him that I brought a few things, as I tend to do. I brought a blindfold and some small nipple clamps and bondage tape. And he proceeded to put the nipple clamps on and then the blindfold, which always puts me in a fantastic state. And then he bent me over and taped my wrist to my ankle so that I was kind of bent over and my ass was up. And then he proceeded to get a plug, lube that up, and put that in my ass. And then he started fucking my pussy again. And removed the plug. Fucked my ass really hard. Fantastic. And then he undid the tape that was around my wrists and ankles, put me on my back so that my head was hanging over the couch, and fucked my throat until he came. That was fantastic. And that was briefly followed by sleep and then more fucking this morning, when I'm pretty sure that I have actually never been fucked as hard as he fucked me, which, considering how many partners I've had, that is commendable. So needless to say, it was memorable and fucking fantastic. What one word best describes me inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? Oh God, I hate these types of questions. Inside the bedroom? Insatiable? Probably. I think that's probably the best word. I can just keep going forever. I find that usually what tends to happen is the other people will tend to get tired before I do, actually. So, yeah. Outside the bedroom, extroverted, social. I need to be around people all the time. I just kind of feed off of other people's energy. And yeah, so maybe extroverted, social. I'll go with those. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have two tattoos. I don't want to talk about them too much, lest they be kind of a identifying factor. They're fairly sizable. They're both literary. Yeah, that's all I'll say. I love them and I want to get more, definitely. Number 17, have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy. Yes. I had a threesome once. Well, no, I didn't have just a threesome once. Once, one of my threesomes that I had, it was with a couple, a male-female couple. And they were both licking my nipples at the same time. And I had already known before that I had particularly sensitive nipples, but they stopped and then started kissing each other. And I looked down at them because I was kind of kneeling up. And I said that I think that I actually could have had an orgasm from them continuing to do that. And so they proceeded to continue. And yes, that was the first time I had an orgasm without touching my clit or pussy or anything. It was fantastic. Number 18, what is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Or are you multi-orgasmic? Oh God, I have no idea. It does usually take me a fair amount of time to have an orgasm. And I tend to come pretty hard, so coming multiple times is not necessarily something that I do a lot. I'm going to go with, I don't know, ballpark, probably like 15 or 20 or something like that. Yeah, it might be more, but I'm not 100% sure. I tend to prefer to have one really big orgasm than multi-orgasms. I think just because my whole body is so sensitive that if I were multi-orgasmic, that would just fuck. I would get nothing done. Number 19, what's on your sexual bucket list? Gangbang is up there. Honestly, I've been pretty good at actually following through with everything that's on my sexual bucket list. There's very, very, very few things that I haven't tried. Yeah, I think that's honestly the only thing that I want to do that I haven't done yet. The other thing is MMF threesome, which I might be doing this week, actually. So maybe I'll post an audio of the story of that. I'm going to say gangbang is probably the only thing that's on my sexual bucket list that I actually haven't done yet. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Well, I think I might be able to do that now. the fact that I'm even horny at all right now after last night's and this morning's escapade is kind of a testament to that insatiable word that I used before. So I know that I said before that it normally takes me a while to come, but I feel like that's not going to happen now. So I know that when I talking while doing this is so hard. When I start to get close. Feels like it's like soft wave. It's kind of starting to spread over my body. I can feel my pussy tighten. And one of the telltale signs is that my mouth starts to water. Like it is now. Oh God. And oh God, fuck. Oh, am I supposed to be describing this whole thing now? Because this is really hard. Oh, and I can feel it start to. Oh, it's like my pussy is. Oh, feeling like it needs to be filled. If I'm just rubbing my clit, oh, it's like this aching feeling that. Oh, I'll only be satisfied once I come, or if somebody fucks me, you know, one or the other, or both. Oh, fuck. Oh, and then when I start to come, my whole body just tenses up. My muscles contract and. Explode. Oh, and it feels like it's too much, but oh God, I can't stop. Oh fuck. Crazy aftershocks. Oh, God. And I just realized that I did that with my window wide open. Oh, hello, neighbors. Hope you and all enjoyed. Okay. Whew. Well, I hope that you guys all enjoyed that, and I really look forward to posting more again. Bye.